In the history of the Indians, the Taino had everything needed to live. They had many crops. The Spanish occupation. The arrival of Christopher Columbus in Cuba in 1492 heralded the start of Spanish occupation in the Americas. According to his journal, he had never seen anything so beautiful. Everything he saw was so lovely that his eyes could not tire of seeing such beauty, nor could he get tired of listening to the birds singing. According to him, there were thousands of tree species, with each tree bearing a unique fruit with a delicious flavor. On the island, the Spanish prospected for gold. However, they did not know that the island's real value lay in its strategic location and rich soil. Cuba lies at the center of three major maritime routes. To the east, the Windward Passage. To the north, the Straits of Florida. And to the west, the Yucatan Channel, that enables both access to the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. At the intersection, Spain was the most vulnerable to foreign invasion. For two centuries, the country was a launching pad and home base for several important Spanish expeditions in the Americas. Cuba, which was dubbed the Spanish Fortress of the Caribbean, was touted by Spain as an important strategic colony. The Siboney and Taino people were the island's inhabitants when the Spaniards arrived, and they lived by